we're doing Jewish history, and we had learned about the Egyptians' pursuit of the Jews into the Yam Suf, and the Egyptians sinking in the Yam Suf. We end up with Egypt having had civilization for 445 years. Egypt began in the year, on our calendar, 2003, and in the year 2448, the Egyptian civilization hit a real problem with the sinking of most of Egypt's men in the Yam Suf. So we left Egypt in the year 2448. The second year we were in the desert, we did a leap year. It was two Adars. This is a big discussion as far as how our calendar works. But that we won't go into. We'll skip all of that. Our first camp is in Mara. And over there, Hashem gives us statutes and laws. Rashi says we were given the mitzvah of Shabbos, Parah Aduma, the red heifer, and laws, monetary laws. The Zohar says that when we got there, Moshe did a surgical treatment called Priya. You guys want to understand what that is? In a nutshell, the way the foreskin is built, if you look at my finger, the foreskin comes from under the rim. There's a membrane that comes to the top, and then it folds out, and then the skin comes downward. So when they pulled up the foreskin and cut it off, they left that membrane that comes from under the tip all the way to the top of the red gland. And when they reached Mara, when they finally camped, then Moshe taught them how to do that surgical treatment of making a slit and peeling that membrane backwards, which today we do as part of the bris. That's what the Zohar says. There was a man who went out on that first Shabbos and started doing work on Shabbos, and he was executed. So it would seem that that was that Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Right now we had Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? So Rosh Chodesh Iyar is when the Mekoshesh, the man, went out and did work on Shabbos. And some say that that was Slavchad. We know the daughters of Slavchad. Some say their father was the one who was Mekoshesh. We traveled from Mara. We came to a place called Eilim. And there were 12 streams of water there and 70 palm trees. We traveled from there and we came to the desert called Midbar Sin. That was on the 15th of Iyar. That's this time of year. Yeah, we're almost at the 15th of Iyar. Now, until the 15th of Iyar, they were still eating the dough which they had taken out of Egypt. And that dough had a special miracle that it lasted a whole month. And then, after a month after we left Egypt, on the 16th of Iyar, the mun started coming down. It was on a Sunday. When the mun came down, they also had this bird that came called the slav. Now, the slav was so fatty that it produced enough fat for about 16 loaves of bread. It was very, very fatty. So it's unclear. I said it was on a Sunday. There are different opinions as to whether it was on a Sunday or not. So they get this new food. So Moshe tells them, now you have to bench. And Moshe institutes the first Birkat HaMazon. Right? Birkat HaMazon is biblical, but long before we were eating bread, Moshe institutes the first blessing of Hazan, what we say, Hazan talam kulo betuvo. God, you give sustenance to the whole world. Moshe instituted that. and Moshe makes another institution that every holiday that comes, we should learn its laws at that time. So we learn the laws of Pesach on Pesach and Sukkot on Sukkot. And he also established that there are watches, that the Kohanim come and take turns who's in charge of the temple, even though there were only two Kohanim, right? Moshe had two sons, Elazar and Isamar. Moshe sets up that they take their turns. He also institutes, it says in the Jerusalem Talmud, he institutes 7 days of mourning, that when someone loses a relative, they sit Shiva. And he institutes 7 days of partying, Sheva Brachos, after a person gets married. Moshe writes a book. He writes the book of Job. He writes the story of Bilam. And Moshe, in order to teach the Jews Jewish philosophy, writes the book of Job, and all 40 years in the desert, that's the Jewish philosophy he was teaching, the book of Job. See, you like the book of Job. So that's what Moshe was teaching. Now, when did the story of Job happen? So, different opinions. We're going with the opinion it happened in the days of Avram, in the days of Abraham. Others say that it happened in the days of Jacob, and Eov actually married Dina. After Dina was abducted by Shechem, there's an opinion that she married Job. Others say that Job was the son of Uz, and that makes him the cousin of Avram Avinu, because Uz was the son of Nahor, right? And Avram was the son of Terach, who was the son of Nahor. So that makes Eov Abraham's cousin. Why did Dinah agree to marry him? So it says that Job was born circumcised. That was a sign that he was pious and fit to marry into Abraham's family. Dinah with him had 4 sons and 3 daughters. He was very wealthy, had 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. The sheep were for the sons, the camels for the girls. He had 1,000 cattle for himself. He had 500 mules for his wife. and they would rent them out and make a lot of money. And he was very wealthy. His wealth lasted till Joseph died, till Yosef died. okay, so we're out of time. So we covered Job today. We covered Moshe and the different institutions and works that Moshe wrote. And we'll pick up here, B'ezrat Hashem, next time.